evening, everyone, and welcome to English Evening on China Business Radio. This is Dong Ning.
Good evening, this is Jonathan.
大家好，欢迎来到中国中央人民广播电台经济之声为您带来的英语之夜节目。Jonathan, you know, today is January the 15th, right? According to the news, an annual solar eclipse will occur today, but it will be visible in Hong Kong only as a partial eclipse. Yeah. Have you ever witnessed a solar eclipse before?
No, I've never seen one. Maybe I should get down to Hong Kong by January 15th.
But I have to book a ticket. You know, last year, 2009, in China, we can see the whole solar eclipse in Chinese mainland. So I witnessed from Inner Mongolia. It's really cool. I didn't just pay much attention about the sky, but I just sit in the bus and watch the sky, and then suddenly I saw the eclipse. It's really amazing.
That is amazing. Always be careful not to stare too much at an eclipse.
Because it's a lot of clouds under the sun, so I don't have to, it cannot hurt my eyes.
Yeah, the partial eclipse began at 3:30 p.m., reached its maximum at 5 p.m., and ended around 6 p.m. Hong Kong time today, when the sun and the moon descended below the horizon in succession.
The next solar eclipse visible in Hong Kong will be on May 21st, 2012. It will be a newer eclipse with a magnitude of 0.945.
And the magnitude says how much of the sun is eclipsed. So 94.5% of the sun will be gone, almost total eclipse.
Yeah, it's really amazing and about how the nature, works. Alright, so speaking of nature, last year and a lot of people just talking about the best job in the world. You know that?
Yeah, I heard about that competition.
Australia Island. Yeah, it may be tagged the best job in the world, but it almost ended in tragedy for a British man who was stung by a deadly jellyfish as he just guided around in Australian Island. He is caretaking and promoting.
Yeah, only days before his idyllic job was going to come to an end, Ben Southall said he was stung by a Irukandji, a tiny but deadly jellyfish, during a post-Christmas jet ski session. Now, these things are small, about the size of a peanut, so it's not surprised that he didn't notice it.
那么去年我们在讨论全世界最好的工作，就是在澳大利亚的一个岛上做岛这样的看护。那你可以在享受美景的同时呢，还挣到一份价格不菲的工资。但是最近呢，巧合的事情发生了。那这个最好工作的这个人呢，他是一个英国人。那么在离马上就要离职的这几天呢，他被一个 jellyfish 就是海蜇给蛰了。那差一点呢，就命丧在澳大利亚的美丽的海岛上了。So it's really lucky for him, he said I avoid being boxed by a kangaroo, nibbled by a shark, and bitten by a spider or a snake. But then in my final few days on Hamilton Island, I fell full for a minuscule, a little creature known as an
Irukandji.
Oh, that's really weird.
Yeah, Southall said at first he only felt a bee-like sting on my forearm, but shortly after it felt hot and sweaty, and then he started suffering headaches, a tight chest, and high blood pressure. Doctors say Irukandji stings can cause cardiac arrest and death if not properly treated.
那么这个英国的小伙子呢，说他曾经躲过了袋鼠的攻击，曾经躲过鲨鱼的攻击，也躲过了像蜘蛛和毒蛇的攻击，但是差一点呢就命丧在这个小小的海蜇上面。可以说他其实还是很幸运的，完成了很好的完成了这个 best job in the world. Then he finally, risked a lot from this island. It's kind of living well, huh?
Yeah, he won the best job in the world to live on Hamilton Island off the tropical Queensland state.After a worldwide competition by their state tourism board, I'm not sure this is exactly the tourism message they wanted to get out, that the man almost died in his last few days.
Yeah, I'm figuring that out. Island doctors treated Southall and he quickly recovered after a good night's sleep. Yeah, congratulates. So let's go to America. The U.S. Postal Service recently said Nobel Peace Prize winner Mother Teresa and Hollywood actress Katharine Hepburn will be honored in 2010 with their own mail stamps. 那么2010年呢，美国的邮政局呢将会印发特瑞莎修女和奥黛丽赫本的头像作为邮票。 来纪念他们。So another 2010 stamp will highlight Negro
leaders. The Negro Leagues of Professional Baseball. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
Okay, this is a refuge for black athletes in the decades before Jackie Robinson broke into Major League Baseball's color barrier in 1947. One of the stamps they're going to put out is Leroy Satchel Paige, who I actually get my middle name from. A very colorful character who, at 42 years old, won the Rookie of the Year in Major League Baseball because he was not allowed to play before then.
Yeah, I don't play baseball.
Maybe you'd like Leroy Satchel Paige, though. He says, work like you don't need the money, love like you've never been hurt, and dance like no one is watching.
Yeah, very good. So, speaking of this U.S. stamps, the U.S. Postal Service every year put out stamps honoring significant individuals, events, cultural touchstones, and geographic landmarks. 每年呢，美国的邮政公司呢将会推出那些难以忘却的人们，还有难以忘却的事件来纪念这些事件和人们。So the stamp honoring Mother Teresa and ethnic Albania who died in India in 1997 after devoting her life to helping the sick and poor showed a Roman Catholic nun smiling and wearing her customary shawl. And a late Catherine Hepburn will receive a postal service stamp as part of the Legends of Hollywood series.
Yeah, Catherine Hepburn, who starred in The African Queen and Bringing Up a Baby, a 1940s publicity photo they're actually going to put on the stamp.
I remember there is a poll from the internet that who is the most beautiful woman in the world, and the best ranking would be Catherine Hepburn. She's really beautiful. You know, no matter how old is she, 20-something or 30-something or 40-something, she always looks very, very beautiful, huh?
Yes, she had a very classic figure and a classic face.
So, parents, yeah, that's true. So, for this one, and speaking of stamps, let's go to England. You know, classic album covering includes Mike Oldfield's Tubular Bells and Blur's Park Life alongside Adopted Pets, and the world's oldest scientific society will appear on British postage stamps in 2010.
Yeah. Pink Floyd will also grace a series of 10 classic album cover stamp series. In February, the Royal Mail will celebrate the 100th birthday of Girl Guides and mark the 350th anniversary of the Royal Society, the world's oldest scientific academy in continuous existence.
那么提到邮票呢，刚才我们提到的是美国，现在我们到英国来看一看。那么英国的2010年，他们的邮票呢选择是将无家可归的流浪狗和流浪猫选到了这个邮票的封面上，同时呢还有非常有名的平克·弗洛伊德的这个专辑的封面也成为了邮票的主题。 So Royal Mail special stamps are famous around the world for their ability to capture the richness and diversity of British heritage and culture.
Yeah, other issues to look forward to in 2010 include Mammals, the latest in the Royal Mail's Extraordinary Action for series, Britain Alone, which features poignant black and white images of the home front during the dark days of 1940, children's books, stage musicals, and Great British Railways. I guess personally, I'm waiting for the Pink Floyd album covers, especially my favorite Wish You Were Here.
Okay, and now let's take a break. Listen to a song from Beyoncé, Irreplaceable.
That was Beyonce with Irreplaceable.
Okay, now let's move on to today's biz news. 接下来呢，我们听听财经资讯。First one, China's power consumption grows 6% in 2009. 09年中国电力消费增长 6%。
China's electricity consumption in 2009 grew 5.96% year on year to 3.643 trillion kilowatt hours, the National Energy Administration said in a statement on its website Wednesday. The growth rate was 0.47 percentage points higher than that in 2008.Consumption in the primary industry sector accounted for 94.7 billion kilowatt hours, up 7.86% year over year. Secondary industry consumption rose 4.15% to 2.7 trillion kilowatt hours, and the tertiary sector demand was up 12.11% to 392.1 billion kilowatt hours.Residential power use rose by 11.87% to 457.1 billion kilowatt hours. Investment in power construction projects increased 755.84 billion yuan in 2009, a rise of almost 20%. But investment in coal-fired power projects declined by 11%, while that in nuclear projects rose 75%, wind power by 44%.By the end of 2009, the country's total installed power generation capacity was 874 million kilowatts, an annual rise of 10%.
Okay, next one is foreign investor allows to keep 100% shareholding in Zimbabwe. 津巴布韦鼓励外商投资。
Foreign investors can own up to 100% shareholding of their companies, depending on the merit of their proposals, a Zimbabwean cabinet minister said recently. Economic Planning and Investment Promotion Minister Elton Mangoma told Xinhua in an interview that Zimbabwe was open to foreign investment in all sectors of the economy and will continue to lure more investors into the country.In terms of our investment laws, we will allow investors to come in, including areas where they can have 100% shareholding. We welcome foreign investment in this country. Chinese investors should know that if they don't come in quickly, someone else will take these investments. He said that Zimbabwe had vast investment opportunities in such sectors such as infrastructure, development, energy, mining, and manufacturing.It is free for them, the Chinese investors, to come in. We don't have reserved areas where we don't think we will benefit. Zimbabwe's Indigenization and Economic Empowerment Act, promulgated in 2007, limits foreign investment in local companies to 49%, but the government can waive the requirement depending on each case.Recently, the Zimbabwean government approved of the acquisition of a controlling stake in a local financial institution by two foreign investors.
All right, that was today's biz news. And now let's take a break and listen to a song from Leona Lewis, Bleeding Gloves.
Time starts to pass before you know it, you're frozen.
And that was Leona Lewis with Bleeding Love.
Okay, so today is Friday, and on Friday we talk about sports, right? Today we introduce Dakar Rally for you because Dakar Rally is ongoing right now. I think it's in South America, right? 那今天呢，在礼拜五呢，我们为大家介绍的体育赛事呢是2010年的达喀尔汽车拉力赛。那作为每年的开年大作呢，达喀尔汽车拉力赛已经越来越被人们所熟知，成为世界上最艰苦和最危险的一项赛事。那2010年的达喀尔拉力赛呢，已经开始发车，到现在呢接近结束了。达喀尔汽车拉力赛呢在南美洲发车。值得关注的是，本次参加比赛的中国车手的阵容呢也创了历史之最。
The Dakar Rally, simply known as the Dakar, and formerly known as Paris to Dakar Rally, is an annual rally raid type of off-road automobile race, organized by the Amarelli Sport Organization. Most events since its inception in 1978 were from Paris, France to Dakar, Senegal. But due to security threats in Mauritania, the 2009 Dakar Rally was run in South America between Argentina and Chile, the first time the race took place outside of Europe and Africa. It returned to South America in 2010. The race is open to amateur and professional entries, and amateurs typically make up about 80% of the participants. Despite its name, it is an off-road endurance race called a rally raid rather than a conventional rally. The terrain the competitors traverse is much tougher, and the vehicles used are true off-road vehicles rather than modified sedans used in rallies. Most of the competitive special sections are off-road crossing dunes, crossing mud, camel grass, rocks, and berg, among others. The distances of each stage covered vary from short distances of 800 kilometers to 900 kilometers each day.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of this 2010 Dakar Rally, it's the 31st running of the event. It is being held in South America for the second successive time, and ran from 1st to 16 January. And Amarelli Sport Organization and the government of Argentina and Chile agreed to return to South America for the event in February 2009. 那么提到达喀尔拉力赛呢，在1977年，法国人泽利萨宾在沙漠中无意发现，成就了一项世界上著名的拉力赛事的诞生。这就是声势显赫的达喀尔拉力赛的由来。那每年一届的比赛呢，让无数车手胸怀挑战极限的梦想，前赴后继地踏上前往达喀尔的艰苦征程。然而由于各种方面的因素的影响呢，达喀尔拉力赛呢屡次更改比赛路线。那09年呢是干脆转移到了南美洲举行。如今呢2010年的达喀尔拉力赛又在阿根廷重燃战火。那么提到达喀尔拉力赛呢，最著名的一句话，也就是他的发起人泽利说：“我可以带你一起去敲击冒险之门，但打开这扇向命运挑战之门的是你自己。对于参加的人来说，这是一项挑战；对于没有参加的人来说，这是一个梦想。”
Yeah. Interestingly, the race originated in 1978. This is a year after racer Terry Sabine got lost in the desert and decided that it would be a good location for a regular rally. Originally, the rally was from Paris, France to Dakar, Senegal, interrupted by a transfer on boat across the Mediterranean. However, due to politics and other factors, the course, including the origin and destination, have varied over the years.Dakar has been the destination city on all but four occasions during the period the rally was held in Africa. The rally began at Paris each year until 1995. In 1994, the rally both began and ended in Paris, but due to complaints by the mayor, the finish had to be moved from the Champs-Élysées to Euro Disney. This caused the organization to lay out the rally through different locations in following years.Recent rallies passed through Morocco, the Western Sahara, and onto the grasslands and deserts of Mauritania. The segments running through Atar and the sand dunes and canyons of Mauritania's Adar region may be the most challenging in all of off-road racing.
Yeah, I've heard that the Dakar Rally is really, really dangerous, and a lot of injuries and deaths from this Dakar rally. So just rest in peace for these people who lost their lives for their loved rally. And also, you know, for these people who they want to compete for this really fierce competition, it's really, you know, hero for them, huh?
Oh, and especially being that you don't have to be a professional sport team and can drive up in your mini QQ or smart car if you're crazy enough to do it.
Yeah.
I read a story that someone took my first car, a 72 Volkswagen Beetle, and actually tried to drive it, made it maybe 300 or 500 miles.
Okay, and that comes to the end of today's English evening. We're going to wrap up today's show with the song Shake It Off by Mariah Carey. We're going to see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
All right, have a great weekend. Good night.
22:59，中央人民广播电台经济之声，让你永远领先一分钟。
欢迎来到酷币经济学，今日查点裙摆指数 Hemline Index。美国人考伯雷发现，女性裙摆越长，股市就越低迷，短裙子总和牛市同时出现。1929年大萧条以前，女性裙摆迅速上移。1930年的大萧条伴随的是长裙的流行。1987年的流行款式本来是超短裙，但是10月份短裙突然不流行了，结果当年秋天美国股市就第二次巨幅下跌。
瑞士伊波路表为您准点报时。浪漫。